I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 17 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes become existentially confused and take their first step into cyberspace. Previously?
See, your mates are standing at one end, ready, armed with weapons, and then at the other end there are two twice the size of you Kevin Jameses covered in armor.
Making some rolls. All of the Vaughns are burning. All the Vaughns are catching fire and running through the crowd. You see one topple into other Vaughns who then catch on fire.
I am an ape. You are all Vaughns. This is my song. Please sing along. Wah, wah, wah. All Vinces are born. Wah, 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 wah. All Vaughns must Daryl. Wah, 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 wah. Ignore the fire. Wah, 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 wah. This is my song.
The Vaughn capital city one, whatever you fucking dead.
Vaughn city one.
Vaughn city one. It's on fire. King's dead. Oh, the perfect Vaughns are dead.
You are the saviors.
Yeah, yeah.
Vaughns can rule.
Yes.
Vaughn is yes. Strong.
As you're driving, Muckmouth is like, do you fucking ever think we'll land somewhere nice and just have like a fucking chat with someone? Do you think every fucking place we go is going to end in fucking world complete and utter fucking destruction?
Dusha.
I'm still the techno boy.
Yeah, I was like, we get,
oh yeah,
Ape Joel. I get like Muckmouth and that to help me just grab Ape Joel into the van, the bus. And as we drive, I'm like, Zeke.
Where are you?
He'll get there eventually.
The bus, like, and everything arrives in this Tron-like wonderland, and the doors close behind you, and then with a kind of, like, as though the digital world around you is dissipating and disappearing, that Tron-like wonderland just completely goes. It almost, what do you call it, fucking...
Disintegrates, fades away?
Yeah, disintegrates. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for?
Dissipates.
Water does it.
Evaporates.
It evaporates around you. And instead, you're standing in a... very similar looking area to the one you left, but there is this small, in that same kind of Tron-like design, shed in front of you. And inside there is just this little platform that is open, and there's some techno boys gesturing for you to one at a time step on the platform.
All right. What are you going to do, techno boy?
I'm like, my dear sister techno girl, I need to peace. I will be back in a second. Please mind the outpost.
Perfect. He's going to careen off the edge.
No.
I need to piss. Radio, you turn around and head inside, I guess?
Yeah.
Radio.
I don't want to kill this guy yet. Yet.
Do you want to join?
Yeah.
All right.
Radio. What's going to happen? No, because like, look. All right. I've walked down. I imagine at this point, like, I've... How far did they drive?
Not that far at all.
Oh, okay. Right.
Pretty much it's like as though that entire techno world was so generated by the techno boys and the techno girls so that when they opened the gate, people were like, oh, there's the Wonderland, whereas...
It's really just shed.
Well, yeah.
All right.
But
so it's like 100 meters. I could walk
yeah,
it really.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I walk up to the shed and
okay.
I'm like...
There are a couple other techno girls there and they're like,
No, my sisters. Do not fret. Just let me in the shed real quick.
Yeah, yeah, fuck. They're like, okay, yeah. Open up the door for you. Inside the shed, there is like a sort of large platform with sort of a lot of like Tesla coils and stuff sort of around it. And there's a couple of techno boys and girls in there who are kind of like on some computers. Seems like they're doing some stuff there.
Attention, everyone. It is break time. Everyone go and get your lunch.
Everyone like just tells you, they're like, no, it isn't. It's not even lunchtime. And they go back to their computers.
Like, don't we need them to do something? This isn't going to be like a put in the code again. And then you're just there. Pressing buttons?
You're like, oh, that's right. I don't know what is necessary to get this done.
I'm just scared. I don't want anyone to die. All right. You're right. This is not lunchtime. I am mistaken. It will never happen again. Let the first volunteer in.
One of them just mutters under the bed, volunteer? What? Huh? But they gesture for whoever's in front of the party, let's say Muckmouth, to come inside.
Yeah.
Muckmouth is like, yeah, all right. She kind of gives you a look like, this is the fucking what we're doing here.
I shrug my ear.
Fuck her. Muckmouth walks up to the sort of the platform. She stands on it and the techno boys and girls all around begin typing away on their computers. This sort of like blue light and sort of electricity kind of crackles around Muckmouth. This whole shed is sort of like everybody inside. The techno boys and girls are wearing their mirror shades. You two are as well. But there's this massive blinding light. And then when the light disappears, Muckmouth is nowhere to be seen.
All right. Good work, everyone. And where is she?
Fuck, they're like, what do you mean?
I mean, where did she go?
They kind of look at each other. Darius, are you okay?
I'm sorry, my brothers and sisters. I've just got such a hangover.
What is a hangover?
Look, this is embarrassing for me. Last night, I hit up Hog, and I drank with some people that I usually wouldn't drink with. The swine man.
They're like, Hog is so far, and don't they drink gasoline? How are you alive, brother?
I caught the bus. And I'm alive because the swine men, they band together and they install me with some new parts. Some hog gut.
One of them is just like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about, Darius? Installed new parts on you? What?
I'm sorry, brother. I just don't know what's
sick?
Wrong. I think so. That's what I'm trying to say. Yes. Where is first aid? I've got crazy swine techno brain.
Hop back in the grid. I will fix you there.
Okay, I'll jump in.
You stand on?
Where are we going?
You stand on the platform. And they all start typing away.
Where are we going?
Electricity crackles around your body.
Oh, wait, this is fine, I think. But where are you sending me?
They're like, give me this look like... To the grid. One of them presses a button. Electricity crackles around you. There's a blinding white light. And you find yourself deep, like appearing in another platform on the other side in this kind of Tron Wonderland. This series of dark buildings outlined in neon. There's like people walking around with the kind of like neon clothes and the same kind of like 1980s aesthetic. The sky is just completely black, and you're still in the body of a techno boy.
Good.
You guys have seen.
Yeah.
Ape Joel disappear. Ape techno boy Joel disappear.
I guess
you
probably
group.
Just look at ape me.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming back.
I'm just like, I'm, all right, can this ape go first?
You're like, is it sick?
He's got a...
Swine brain.
He's going to be like hungover, like, no, no, no. Oh, yeah. He's just a little hungover.
Oh, hang on. They're like, someone's... They kind of just look at each other. Okay. Like, wonderful thing about, like, cosmically linking into other people's brains is no one will ever make that assumption. So I guess put him on first.
Yeah. Chuck him on. By the way, where are they going? Like, what's uploading?
To the grid.
What is uploading even mean?
It's,
what is the grid even?
A safe place in the wasteland. I thought that's... You knew to come here for that?
Like, we need to come here because looking for some... Someone told us to come here, but we don't even know what anything is.
It's
I'm glad Muckmouth isn't here to chastise me when she hears me ask this. What is it?
She would.
She would.
He goes on to explain this Techno Boy that what the grid is that a collection of people, the Techno Boys and Techno Girls, when, and probably Mickey would probably interject when he can, the Techno Boys and Techno Girls, when the world ended, when the cataclysm happened, when Jackson's technology went to every military, that they created like a digital world, a virtual reality almost, where people could be safe from the horrors of the wasteland in reality and kind of like live as a digital consciousness in a grid.
All right, so where does the bodies go?
The bodies become their component parts. And they are reformed if you ever come out again.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, everyone hop on.
Cool.
You park the bus on.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. A crackling white light and electricity bubbles around you. The moment you park the bus on, they're like, no. You don't hear it. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Only you appear on the other side.
You killed Mickey.
But you appear on the other side and your brain is a cacophony of voices. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Ah, what's this? Why are we on the other side? Oh, no, help! This isn't my body! I've got arms again for the first time. One of your arms just starts going crazy and moving around. One of your legs starts walking, you just fall on your back.
All right. I think
you have control over your head and one leg.
I guess I've been Robert Downey Jr. in Can't Hardly Wait.
You're on the other side when he arrives as a techno boy. Also, because you have a bit of doucher in you. You also...
Fuck.
Yeah.
No, doucher went in first.
No, but you went in with the ape.
Oh, did I? Oh, no.
The ape was in the bus.
No. The ape went in first.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So the warging body of Ape Joel was just next to the transporter. When you arrive on the other side, because there are techno boys and techno girls to ease the transition, they're like, oh, no, you are several people, yes?
Yeah.
You should have waited.
I'm sorry. I'm only like...
One of your hands goes out and just starts touching one of their faces. Mickey's like, oh, the feel of skin.
I'm like, four people and three gnats. Oh, five people.
Your gnat memories, which occasionally just surface. Like when you got a soup and occasionally a potato rises to the surface only to sink again. Are like brief flashes of like dark, wet, corridors of like strange organic growths of a big face on a screen that it just briefly appears and then disappears.
Like, giant face, what?
Your brain is a mess. You remember when the King Spiritual Advisor popped out as a baby? You remember his swine man, Papa and Mama, but then it goes.
It's like the sow. No.
Uh oh. What is this? You're still a techno boy. One of them is like, one of the other techno boys is like, hey, Darius, this one came through all wrong. You can do the procedure, yeah?
No, not today. I'm a two swine man hungover brain.
He's like, looks at his watch, which is like this large kind of clunky digital watch. He's like, look, you know, I was just about to go on break. Just get it done for me, okay? You owe me a favor.
It's not even lunchtime. I just had this discussion.
The time is different in the grid.
Not... yes.
He gets up and he leaves the post, leaving the two of you and the walking ape body to your own devices.
No, Muckmouth is also here.
Oh, and Muckmouth. Muckmouth is like, where the fuck's everyone else?
I point to my... No, I can't. I like... gesture with my foot to my head.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't have...
The fuck is going on here?
They're in my head. They're in my head. Everyone's here. Everyone say hi.
Everybody through your mouth is like, hello, Mock Mouth.
Hello, Mock Mouth. What's going on? How are you?
And Nans can't talk.
And the Nans are here. I think Nans can talk now.
They're they can.
Yes.
They still don't. Mock Mouth is like, so how the fuck did that happen?
They said come through, and so I...
So you just...
Gestured for the bus to come.
You just thought, fuck, let's all get on this experimental technology together. I don't know what's going to happen, and they seem to be sending everybody else fucking one at a time, but I'm just that eager that I'll fucking jump on. Like a fucking... You fuckwit. Well, let's get him fucking out of there, then.
Sorry, Mark.
She, like, looks at the ape and then looks at the techno fucking Joel.
Yes.
You don't have to do the voice with us.
Yes, I do. No, you're right, I don't. Anyway, I'm back.
Wow.
Is there any other techno boys and girls around still?
You can see, yeah, like a lot of techno boys and girls around, but none of them are wearing or like seem to be part of the same people that brought people from the wasteland. A lot of them just seem like people living a life in the grid.
Okay, I'm going to go ask them as a techno boy.
Okay.
Hello, yes, we have a mistake.
Oh, yes, okay.
I've been left in charge to fix this, but I've tried everything, and it's no good.
You couldn't just take him to the destabilizer?
Shit. Of course, the stabilizer. Adamkov.
You're, yeah, stupid.
Anyway, I will take him to the destabilizer. Look, I'm having a real fucking shit day.
Of course.
Where is
the person keeps trying to leave.
Can you just point in the way to destabilizer? I don't know what's going on with me today.
The techno boy kind of gestures down the city streets into like what appears to be a town square. There's sort of, it's quite a while away, but there's sort of this large, like a large orange cube in the center. That's, you know, the place to go to get all of your problems fixed.
Yeah. Shit. Oh, God, I'm such a dumb idiot today.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, I will.
That's good. Goodbye.
He like gives you like, what the fuck is this? And then heads back into the street.
Boys, yeah. Fellas, Mock Mouth, come with me.
Why are you doing a fucking accent?
The people who are here.
Just ask, mate. Nobody's fucking listening. Also, how the fuck are we going to get your body?
What body?
Your body.
Ape fucking body.
You're heavy, your fucking ape
body. Jesus fucking Christ.
All I fucking hear from you guys, I bloody try my best.
Look, I got five people yelling in my brain right now. And all you're right. All stuck in...
Go and feel that wall. Go and feel that wall.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Please, I'm doing it. Your hand is just like trying to reach the wall as you stand there.
Like shuffle over to a wall.
Oh, man. I forgot how walls felt. This one's weird. It's not like a normal wall, but still, touch is great.
Look, how about this? All right, Mickey, if we can do this, I'll get everyone else out, but you can stay.
I'd love that.
All right, we'll see if we can do that.
Because I don't know where my body is.
You planned? What if we just put him in Darius's body?
How?
Maybe the destabilizer will help you there.
Anyway, all right. I'm gonna come back out so that I can walk as an ape.
Rightio.
Then we'll do with Darius.
He'll recruit him. You won't be able. Oh, you can give a spiel. You just can't move.
Yeah.
You still got your head. That's good.
That's true.
And I'll just be like, look, I may have fucked up your career.
Hey, he's not gonna know. He doesn't know. We can just be like, thanks for letting us in. Don't tell him anything.
That's good.
Rightio.
We'll just pretend like he's already part of the crew.
Good as. Like, Darius, yes. Your pal, mate. What's going on? How's your day?
Thanks, mate, for letting us in for the crew. Good. Now go. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll lie to Darius.
You pop out of Darius and back into your ape body. You write to yourself and thank God that you weren't. I don't know what would have happened if the ape was in Joel. Like, Christ. And then you try and convince Darius that he's always been part of the
thank
crew.
Thank you so much for letting us in with just the crows. You're a champ, by the way.
Darius grabs his head and touches his body like, what am I doing? Oh! And just runs.
No, Darius, come back.
He's pretty far away. He's sprinting. He's very afraid. Oh, you did terribly. You got a 20, you got a 3.
Damn.
Darius disappears into the crowd. Mm. Hang on. Where's everyone standing?
I don't really have control of my legs, so I guess I didn't move.
Okay. Oh, so you're still on the teleporter?
Yeah. Yes.
Wrong answer. I feel.
You hear? There's like a spark behind you, and then there's a shrill voice in your head, and it's like, you boys just can't help fucking up, can you? You boys just have a predilection for completely fucking up. Where the fuck am I?
Shit.
You look around and Muckmouth has disappeared and presumably joined the rest of the gang. Inside you also, Joel.
Mm.
Being an ape's not so bad right now.
Mm. I'd rather be an ape now than I would be you.
Nah, fair.
Okay. So also Joel, ape Joel, Muckmouth, the final Steve, King spiritual advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Also Joel and ape Joel because... Yes. You're full of them.
Uh-huh.
You watch as Darius disappears down the street and sort of into the crowd of people. The grid itself is sort of like this large, dark city. Everything's embroidered with neon. You know, everybody's wearing long cloaks. Imagine like a gross combination of Tron and The Matrix. That's what you're looking at right here. The sky is like dark and covered in the kind of green clouds, kind of, you know, like that.
Like in The Matrix?
Like in The Matrix.
Yeah.
Maybe in the background even, you can just hear like the kind of like quiet thump of techno music somewhere.
That's all right.
Like Steve Dugan or some shit like that, or his name was.
Everyone was like Daft Punk.
That's how I imagined, I think, pretty sure we even mentioned that.
Yeah.
Darius and the fellas.
Yeah, that's
techno
right. Techno boys and girls. Yeah. Just all right. Techno boys and
well,
girls.
Well, I need to get everyone out of my head. Mm-hmm. That'd be real.
Remember, you've
good.
Been instructed that there's a place in the center of town where you can sort out, sort of like a HR. You can sort out HR, whatever. You can sort out your mistake.
Yeah. So how about, since Darius fucked off, we can go somewhere, maybe get Darius in trouble and be like, our mate fucked off and we got like buddies in my head. Help us out.
Okay. Mm. So you're going to kind of search for like an information.
That'd be good.
Desk of sorts. Right here. Also, Joel, your like mind is chaos right now. As you like walk out of this, like into the street proper, your hands just start touching everybody that you go by. You feel like the hand controlled by Mickey just twirl in the hair of somebody and maybe give it a tug. Your legs just kick people as you walk. In fact, people, like, you're like, oh, you kind of see, Ape Joe, you see a location up ahead. It's a small government-looking building pulsing with light because everything is. But as you're walking, people are starting to turn their heads. It looks like people are wondering what the hell is wrong with Also Joel over here. They're kind of looking at you like, is he, you looking after him?
Pick me up.
Okay. I'm going to...
Heft me over your shoulder like a barrel.
like a Donkey Kong.
Yeah, wait, hang on. We're seeing if I had anything to tie you to my back. I do not.
Well, I'm just not a man. Just,
like, he's not going anywhere.
No, but like...
You'll get kicked in the chest. And like, as you walk, Mickey's going to play with your ape hair, but other than that...
What ape hair?
You're back.
You're
bald on your head.
Yeah, that's
on
good.
Your back, you've got ape
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know what I'm about. I've got a beard
I know
too.
Where my hair is.
Just not on my head. That's all right.
You're going to
I'm
going to
pick
John?
Him up like how like... Dads carry children aww. On their neck.
Like a piggyback ride? Or like, so he's got his feet over what's your
it?
Shoulders.
My dad used to call it
shoulder ride. Just a shoulder ride?
Shoulder ride, piggyback? Or is it kind of like a...
Camel ride? Is that a thing?
A camel?
That might be of your own creation.
You say camel ride?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you ever do that thing with your dad when you were very little where he's like, you got piggyback,
yeah.
shoulder ride, and then if you're really small, he can just put you on top of his head?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was all right.
That was good.
You were like, so high up.
Standing on shoulders as well was mad.
You know what's
anyway,
crazy?
What?
You'll never be that tall again.
Actually, my dad's not very tall.
Yeah.
You're probably about that height.
Yeah, yeah. Actually.
I'm funny. Probably my dad plus a baby on top of his head height now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same. Okay, well.
Yeah, my dad's...
I mean, fair. My dad's tall, I guess.
Also,
anyway.
If I just hop on a like a bench or a stool
climb a
or
building,
a chair...
Be on the second floor like, of the house.
Every morning when I wake up.
Like, even if I just stand on my bed, I'm probably that tall, Jackson.
Whatever.
You fucking idiot.
Ape Joel gives a shoulder ride to the writhing, flailing Also Joel, and you head for this building, which you can see like a long queue kind of moving up into the sort of front door and lights from the inside. The techno music gets louder as you approach. I mean,
How are King's spiritual advisor and the final Steve in my head?
It's just kind of like a conversation mm-hmm. is happening in your head. You can hear Muckmouth just chastising you the whole time. I mean, like, didn't think for a fucking second. Didn't have like one fucking moment of thought like, hey, this is fucking unknown technology. How about we don't just fucking barge in with a bus? I don't even think, just on a fucking common courtesy level, like you don't drive a bus. It wasn't even fucking designed for a bus, but here we are. Then you got Mickey being like, it's so nice to have skin again. A breeze. Is that a breeze? I think I feel a breeze. And then the King's spiritual advisor just be like, oh no, what is this? You have the feeling that the flailing leg is a King spiritual advisor just trying to run away. Like it's kind of constantly moving as though just he's trying to leg it.
Is it possible to kind of like enter the mindscape and try and like dominate the King spiritual advisor
all right.
and the final Steve to be like
as also gods. Joel queues yes. up because the queue is quite long and unless you're gonna just barge your way through or
no whatever.
Radio. Also Joel, what is your thoughts? Your mental stat?
Brains is a plus one.
Plus one, all right.
But my lying and convincing and seducing is quite
no, I'm just trying to get you into a meditative state.
All right.
So that you can enter your mindscape. All right, shut your eyes, but like the cacophony.
Is this, and we are at a computer, yeah?
Yeah.
Is there porn around?
I'll make that a search roll. You scan around, you see some scantily clad individuals.
That'll do.
But
that'll do, mate.
That counts.
That counts.
That's porn to someone.
That gets me somewhere.
Oh, nice. All right. You're like, okay, there's porn. And it relaxes you. You're like, the existence of porn has calmed me to my core. You shut your eyes and then you open them again and you're standing inside the last place you were ever happy. Your small cottage in New Zealand. You look out the window and you can see that the landscape tapers away to just a whiteness around you. You assume that you've entered a meditative state and are in just your mindscape. Sitting in the cottage having an argument is Muckmouth, the final Steve, and the King spiritual advisor who are all, and three nans who stand silently in a corner. But they're all having an argument against each other.
I try and get control of the room. Get
okay.
everyone to calm down.
You feel, Ape Joe, you feel also just go limp against your body. He's no longer moving.
That's fine.
It's probably for the best.
I'm just glad that no one is tugging on my ape beard.
I don't know. Maybe you walk into the room and your presence, everybody just kind of turns around and they're like, oh, the king spiritual advisor is like, can I, what's happening?
I explained to him that to king spiritual advisor in the final scene, this is a trial of...
Okay.
Splinterhoof.
Uh-huh. This is one of the trials of Splinterhoof. This yep. is sort of a religious experience for
yes.
him. Yes. He look. This is a stressed out swine, man. Maybe you put a hand on his bristly shoulder and you kind of explain the situation to him, but you can see the wildness in his eyes. He's getting ready. His fight or flight's kicked in and has just been pumping him full of adrenaline.
All right, sit down. I'm going to make a cuppa.
Oh, that's a good move. Everybody sits. Hang on. Oh, 18. Yes. With
natural 18.
A natty 18. You go into your kitchen and, like, you know this kitchen, like the back of your hand, and it's your mindscape. So you open a cupboard and there's, like, I was going to say everybody's favorite teas, but fuck, you don't know what the King Spiritual Advisor has.
It's a nice Earl Grey, mate.
Yeah. Radio. You could ask them what their poison is.
Yeah, what tea would everyone like? In a nice, calming, soothing voice.
Do you have any gasoline?
Right? Do you?
I mean, King Spiritual Advisor's like, oh, gasoline or muddy water, please. Oh,
I think we have some gasoline in the shed. Muckmouth, Mickey?
Muckmouth is just like, oh, fucking, just fresh water. It's rare.
Mickey, what would you want?
Mickey's like, oh, just a nice piping hot Earl Grey would do me so good right now.
All right, I pop the kettle on, fill up a glass of water, give that to Muckmouth. No, give that to Muckmouth. Mm-hmm. Then Muckmouth go to the shed, get some gasoline. I'm assuming there's some gasoline in the shed.
Yeah, hey, it's your mindscape. It's whatever you want.
If you sort of siphon out of a mower, it's fine. Give that to the final Steve and King Spiritual Advisor.
They make
a cup of tea.
Everyone just
chill.
The fire crackles. Everybody's got their hands warming themselves on there.
And I kind of, you know, kind of divide them in half, you know. So I got the swine men on one side and, mm-hmm. you know, Muckmouth and Mickey on the other and the Nans. Nan, do you want anything?
The Nans stay silent.
I kind of produce a bowl of boiled candies.
Each Nan, like in unison, reaches in, grabs the candy and takes it out and in unison puts it in her mouth and swivels it around. Like, you know, when like an old person just clacks it against their teeth, but it's in unison. So it's like clack, 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 clack. It's quite loud. But it's what's happening.
All right. Mickey, Muckmouth, this is my, you know, this is New Zealand before the fall.
Muckmouth, remembers before the fall. She's like, it's fucking nice to be somewhere that's not on fucking fire for once. She goes outside, she's like, it's fucking raining and it's not even, like, acidic. That's fucking great.
So Muckmouth, Mickey, have some fun. Enjoy this mindscape. And, you know, if you can remember anything of your past that you kind of miss, this is the time. You can tell me right now and we'll try and conjure something up for you.
Rightio. Eventually... Ape Joel, you reach the front of the line. One of these Tron-looking
motherfuckers.
1980s, yeah, one of these Tron-looking motherfuckers. What's up? Like, yeah, do you have a complaint?
Not really a complaint, more a request or a question.
Okay.
So my good limp friend here accidentally drove a bus into the transporter because.
Oh dear me, dear dear me.
One of the techno boys, Darius, I believe his name was, said it was okay.
Let me just check. Darius, did you say?
Yes.
Did you catch your last name? You don't think he did?
No, I think he just said Darius.
He starts tapping away a little.
He was on the gate with some lass.
Okay, I can check the gate. Who's there now? Starts checking. He's like, Darius. Yes, I know of this person. He said it was okay to drive a bus inside.
What? Yeah, 100%.
Oh, no. Darius wouldn't say that. Darius has been working here for a very long time. Everyone knows it's dangerous to drive a bus into a building.
Call up the techno girl. He was complaining that he was feeling sick or had a hangover or something. It was very strange. Maybe he has a virus?
Fuck you. Fuck you. He's like,
could have been a virus. Look, it's never happened before, but maybe
this once.
Let me get on the blower. Goes to the phone, picks up. It's more like, probably more like a vid screen. Mm-hmm. Starts having a conversation. It's in sort of the back part of the building.
I'm quietly confident. Scratching my ape head.
How will Ape Joel get also Joel back to normal? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.